is from Astronomy Ireland. David, good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
This is an exciting event. It doesn't happen every day.
Yeah, they're quite rare eclipses of the sun, visible from Ireland, that is. We did actually have one just over a year ago in June of last year. And the next one, though, won't be till April of 2024 that we'll see. And it won't be as good as this one. Less of the sun will be covered. So really, all eyes are on tomorrow morning. We want everybody to get out and witness safely this spectacle of nature.
What will we see, David, do you reckon, depending on the weather and everything? What's likely, do you think?
Yeah, it looks like there's a band of cloud and rain moving up the country early in the morning. So we're hoping that it won't get here before 10:50 is the time of maximum eclipse. But the first bite will actually be taken out of the sun just after 10 a.m. So around 5 past to 10 past, depending on where you are in the country. And this bite taken out of the sun, which is the moon moving in front of the sun, will grow in size till actually Belfast is favored. They get a quarter of the sun's width covered. So that's halfway from the center to the edge. It won't be enough to make the day turn to night as you get in a total eclipse, but anyone who's got a safe method of viewing the sun will be able to see this easily. And there are quite a few safe ways that you can do. We published them all in the magazine. You could have got eclipse glasses last week, but it's too late to get those in the post now.
Eclipse glasses? I didn't even know there was such a thing. You can get eclipse glasses, David.
Yeah, sunglasses won't work. They're not safe for looking at the sun. And it's worth pointing out now, never look at the sun with the naked eye at all. You'll squint, and that's your body telling you, this is dangerous, it's not good for my eyes, so don't look at the sun. And if you use binoculars or telescopes, you can actually blind yourself before you can blink. So don't use those unless you know what you're doing. The best and safest way is actually just to use a sheet of paper with a hole, tiny pinprick hole punched in it, and pick up the sun streaming through that hole on a piece of white paper or card a few feet away. And you'll see it produces a small disc of the sun. And as the eclipse goes on, you'll see that bite taken out of it. You can even take a picture of that with your camera phone and send it into Astronomy Ireland magazine, and we'll publish them, because, you know, with the weather being a bit iffy, we want everybody all over the country to be watching in case some of us have clouds.
Right, so some people might get a better view than others. You'd love their photographs. Give me the email address. We'll share it with our listeners. We'll get snapping for you.
The website to go to has an eclipse article where you'll see the email address is astronomy.ie, or just search for Astronomy Ireland. Astronomy.ie is all you need to know. You'll see that there's details of the eclipse. There's an eclipse magazine. We'll be publishing all the pictures in the future magazine. We're looking for new people to join up, and we're actually giving 3 future issues free if you sign up this week for the eclipse. As in the evening class, I think we're going to talk about those next coming up as well. There's always loads happening in astronomy. So astronomy.ie.
Sounds great. Thanks a million, David. We'll be watching. We'll try and watch from here. I'm sure Ethna, you'll keep an eye on it, won't you? She can, yeah, thumbs up. She likes to look out the window when she can, because it beats watching me here while I'm live in the studio all morning. She's been absolutely flat out on the phones with all the calls coming in. And I'm sure there were some calls saying, well done to Rory McIlroy. What an incredible victory at the CJ Cup in South Carolina. The world